98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
From today, compulsory wearing of face masks on public transport kicks in. Now, it's been compulsory for the last 2 weeks, but not enforceable. Now, today, it is enforceable. Commuters who flout the mandatory wearing of face masks on public transport from today will face fines of up to $2,500 or 6 months in jail. The government signed off on legislation that makes it illegal to travel on public transport without wearing a face covering. The General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Workers Union, Dermot O'Leary, said bus drivers and train operators don't know who's in charge of enforcing this. Are they meant to do it? Did the guards get on the bus? Dermot O'Leary joins me on the line. Dermot, let me ask you firstly, you must be happy that this has finally been made law. Oh, sorry, is he there? Oh, he's got cut off. We can try and get him back in a second. 6797981 is our telephone number. I want to hear from you about face coverings and whether or not people are wearing them. Are you wearing them? Have you witnessed people not wearing them? Call me now on 6797981. Now I do have Dermot back on the line. Dermot, let me put that to you, that you must be happy to finally see this being compulsory by law.
I do, you know, I've been on your show. I mean, we've asked for this as far back as the 1st of May, in fact, and we've asked it for the main reason being to restore confidence to those people who used to use public transport pre-COVID and instill confidence in those who never use public transport. And that's by and large why we asked for it. So we welcome the fact that it's been compulsory for the last 2 weeks and it's now law. But of course, there is confusion in relation to who was supposed to enforce and police that law that was signed into statutes over the weekend. There is a bit of confusion around that. I suppose, look, Adrian, to borrow an old phrase, and those things about publicity, and again, I can report this morning that, you know, contrary to last week, if you like, there has been a higher uptake on face coverings this morning. But there is confusion. It does remain in relation to who's policing or enforcing this.
Okay. Have we seen a dramatic increase in the amount of people wearing them? In other words, are there people not wearing them still?
Yeah, there are a few not wearing. Look, the anecdotal evidence, and I'm waiting for some more empirical stuff to come in, but the anecdotal evidence thus far this morning is that there is a larger uptake, and there are sporadic, I suppose, there are a few people not wearing them, but I think the publicity hopefully will obviate or reduce the debate over the weekend and in relation to who's supposed to be enforcing or policing this. And let's hope that the compliance will reach, you know, the high 90s, if not full compliance.
In terms of buses, for example, here in Dublin, are bus drivers expected to say, I'm sorry, you can't get on, you don't have a face covering on?
Look, again, and I mentioned about correspondence, the National Transport Authority, who I've been very critical of for many years now, for reasons I think are legitimate, but maybe they wouldn't agree with me, but certainly in relation to the consultation or lack of throughout this crisis, and we've been calling since early March, believe it or not, to have a place at the decision-making table, not to interfere, not to control, but to influence and bring our experience on the front line to bear on those decisions. Unfortunately, they have decided that they don't want us there. And what you end up with then is, quite frankly, a dog's dinner of a situation over the weekend where people are ringing me and other representatives asking who's supposed to police this. So the drivers, as far as we're concerned, directly to the question you asked, they're not, as far as we're concerned. We've been advising them not to get involved. And again, Adrian, your show and many of us have reported assaults, and indeed buses have been withdrawn from areas in relation to assaults on frontline transport staff for a number of years now. And again, unfortunately, only over the last few days we have reports from friends of a bus driver that died from putting himself in the middle of a situation where he was compelling people to wear face coverings. So we don't want that type of situation to develop in this country.
But without that sort of enforcement at the very start with the bus driver, how is it going to be enforced?
Well, again, with the greatest respect to you, when you're asking me the question, I can only give you an opinion. The people who made the decision and the people who sent it into law really are the people who should be asked that question. And again, what intrigues me here is that the Gardaí, and we've been calling for a Garda Public Transport Division for quite a while now, and if one had existed, then we wouldn't be having this debate. They would be out doing that. But in fairness to the Gardaí, two things. Their resources are stretched at the moment. And as I understand the law, having read it over the weekend, there is no direct award for the Gardaí, unless, of course, there is a notification on the bus between two passengers, for example, or something develops into a public order offence, and then they would have a role on request from the company, in this case Dublin Bus.
Okay, so anecdotally, we believe many more people are wearing face coverings on public transport today.
That seems to be the evidence thus far. And again, look, we're waiting on more empirical stuff, but it does seem that the publicity has increased the usage. And again, that can only be, you know what I mean, we can only be glad that to report that.
Do you see a situation, or would you like to see a situation where buses can return to normal levels if people are wearing face coverings? Should we be allowed to allow more people than just 50% onto the buses and trains?
Well, look, again, whilst we're strong in opinions, and I am strong in my opinion, as they affect frontline staff, after all, they reflect theirs to me and me onwards to yourselves in the media. And again, look, in terms of public health advice, I suspect, looking across the world, that we will move to a situation over the next number of months where we'll take that guide from the public health advice. And again, look, we're in a bit of a contradictory zone, if you like, because whilst on one hand, we want people, more and more people, to use public transport, there are capacity issues there at the moment, even if you go back to full capacity, should you do that. There was capacity problems before COVID, there'll be capacity problems after COVID. And again, the MBRU, we did submit to the COVID committee on two occasions, and we did write to the then-Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and other party leaders, looking at staggering school times, retail opening times, and some of that has been taken on board already. And again, there needs to be that debate in relation to how we're going to organise public transport going forward. So look, because I suppose the economy is slowly recovering, the traffic levels in Dublin have not reached any at all the levels they used to have, and we would like in the public transport business to make sure that people do come back and use public transport in larger numbers should they be able to do so.
All right, MBRU General Secretary Dermot O'Leary, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM. And I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. Are people doing it? Are people wearing them? And I'll tell you the other conversation I want to have. Something that they've brought in Scotland and in many other countries around Europe is the compulsory wearing of face masks in shops. And we're asking, should we do the same thing here? They're doing it in Scotland. They've already done it in Spain, where you can be refused at the front door of a shop if you don't have a face mask on. And we're asking, should we do the same thing here? Call me now on 6797981.
Up-to-date coronavirus discussion for Dublin. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
So from today, as we've been hearing, the wearing of full face masks is compulsory. Well, it was compulsory 2 weeks ago, but the law wasn't brought in, so nobody could do anything. And now the law has been brought in, and nobody's going to do anything. I want to find out if you've been on a bus, a train, a tram today, were people wearing face masks? Was everybody wearing them? I know from some people I've heard 100% of people were wearing them. Other people I've heard there were a number of people not wearing them. But, Mark, you're a bus driver with Dublin Bus, and you're not going to be telling people they can't get on the bus.
No, I'm there to drive a bus, Adrian, and get people to their jobs or from A to B in a safe manner. You know, I'm not there to police the policy. You know,
Has it been an issue over the last couple of weeks?
Well, I was on the early morning bus now this morning. I was in the depot from 4:30, so I'm just finished my shift now.
Right.
I would say on my totals now this morning, I would say 70% of them were wearing masks.
70%.
70% on my bus anyway this morning were.
And that's a fair bit short of 100%, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. Like, I had one particular stop that I can actually remember because I counted them getting on. I had 13 getting on at the one stop and only 5 of them wore masks.
Right, okay. So, but you didn't say it to anybody because you don't see it's your job to be telling people you can't get on this bus without a face mask.
Definitely not. I have a young family at home. I want to go in, do my day's work and go home safe.
Yeah, in fact, Dermot O'Leary mentioned a couple of minutes ago about a bus driver in France who was killed after a scrap broke out over this exact thing.
Absolutely, 100%. I know Dermot O'Leary very well. And he's right there, you know, because what happens is if the driver is, it's difficult enough, Adrian, trying to, you know, make sure the passengers are sitting on the right seat. I mean, you know, probably 90% of them are probably sitting on the seats that they're supposed to. But you'll always get 5-10% maybe that, you know, will still sit on the seats with the science. But I mean, you have them getting on, sitting on the seats with no science, on purpose, and then they're not wearing, some of them are not wearing masks as well. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster if a driver starts getting involved, you know. Now, I know some drivers will get involved.
And some have. In fact, I spoke to a woman 2 weeks ago who's refused getting on the bus because she hadn't got a face mask on. But now that you have the law on your side in terms of, you know, the €2,500 fine and whatever, would you not say, by the way, you could be fined for not having a mask on? Or are you just not going to bother?
No, because what happens is if you even state something like that to somebody, you might just get a smart arse that will turn it into an argument. And then when you're driving, you're riled up then. So, you know, you feel, you know, a bit intimidated as such as well. So there's no point, you know, you just want to go and do a day's work and get people there safe. They're all adults. Like, I think it's under 13 years of age now is exempt from wearing that.
That's right, yeah.
But I mean, a grown, responsible adult, you know, if they're getting on a bus at 7 or 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, the chances are they're, you know, they're going to a hospital or they're going to work or, you know, something like that. So, I mean, they have the mentality there to wear it. They should be wearing them, you know. But, you know, I won't be putting my hands out to be slapped. I got assaulted, you know, a couple of weeks ago over an issue with a ticket. And I had only said it to the guy. I was actually pulling away from the spot. And he banged on the door. So I pulled over in a safe spot to let him on. And he had an issue with a ticket wouldn't work. So I just tried to explain to him. And he spat in my face and jumped off the bus.
Right. Okay. So, how is this going to be enforced then, Mark? And look, I get why a bus driver isn't going to start a scrap with somebody over a face mask, but how is it going to be policed? How can you see it being policed?
Well, look, the only thing that I would do and my powers would be if there was some people on the bus and some people weren't happy and they came up and actually complained to me, I would just tell them I'll ring the police then, you know. I'll contact the inspector and we'll take it from there then, you know, take the next step or the next measure that has to be taken. Well, I mean...
Other than that, okay. So, in terms of today, when you were driving, was there any inspectors getting on buses? Was there any guards?
No.
So you were left to your own devices, and if people got on, which they did, you said 70% of people were wearing masks today.
70% of them. Now, there were certain spots that I pulled up and there might have been 8 or 9 there, and the whole 8 or 9 of them would have masks.
Yeah, but not everywhere.
But then there was one particular stop I remember counting, as I said earlier, and there was 13 of them, you know, and only 5 of them had masks on. So the overall total would have been, for the whole morning's journeys, would have been around 70-75% of the max had it, and then the rest didn't.
Right, so if people aren't going to abide by the rule, it's not going to be enforced, like every bloody law in Ireland.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, that's the thing. Like, I mean, we had all these checkpoints during COVID and all, you know. I mean, there's an idea to bring back a couple of checkpoints for public transport if they're making it mandatory and are compulsory, you know, on there. And then, you know, you take their details, say, and, you know, if it's only once off, get them off the bus. Come across in second or third time or whatever, yeah, well then there's a fine or a court maybe, you know, but you're not taking it. So, I mean, you can start as you mean to go on, but you need to start from the bottom of the ladder, you know, make people aware, because people have the attitude now where, we know an inspector's not going to get on the bus, we know the guards are not going to get on the bus, so, you know, in hindsight, you know, nobody really gives a shit, until the French, but
that is the fact of it. All right, Mark, thanks very much indeed for your call. Good to talk to you. We're talking about face coverings on public transport and whether or not the fact that it's mandatory by law today, we're asking, is it making a difference? If you've been on public transport, let me know. As you heard, 70% on his bus on average today were wearing them. And as regards shops, Kira wants to see face masks in shops being made mandatory.
Hi lads, Kira here. Look, I've been saying it for weeks and weeks and weeks now. Please make it mandatory for face masks in shops. Please. Thanks, lads. Take care.
Okay, and that's where this conversation is going to go over the next couple of weeks, because other countries, as I said, Scotland being the latest to make the wearing of face masks compulsory in shops in Scotland. They've already done it in many other European countries. We haven't yet. Mind you, what's the point if it's not going to be enforced? Billy, you're on 98FM. How are you, Billy?
Morning, how are you doing?
Billy, you're a taxi driver.
Yeah, we got no directive from the NTA. As you heard over the weekend, it was the Lewis, the trains and the buses were all... Now, as I say, we were told nothing from the NTA. So, first of all, a few points I want to make.
So you don't know if this applies to you?
But we've given, as I said, we're given no directive. We were never told if we're part of the public transportation system, even though we pay money into the NTA. We're the only people of all the groups, Lewis, buses, trains, the only group that pay money into the NTA with our licences, yearly licences and five-year licences. We're the only group that pay money and we don't get a cent out of the NTA.
Mm.
All that money goes to the buses to Lewis. That's a separate issue. We don't get a cent.
Well, let me ask you, Billy, do you think taxis should be included in this?
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you one thing, there'd be nobody getting in my car without a mask.
Have you turned people away?
Well, I haven't gone back to work yet.
Oh, right, okay, right, fair enough.
Obviously, but I'm hoping to go back. Well, obviously, I'm hoping to go back to the end of the month. Now, I work the airport. Now, who's the first people getting off a plane? We're the first port to call.
Mm. And we spoke the other day, and we're going to be talking about it in a while, about flights coming in from places like Dallas and Texas.
Exactly.
Those people will undoubtedly walk out of the airport and hop into a taxi.
Straight into a taxi. Now, I'm dreading going back to work. I don't know whether you saw in the Sunday Times yesterday, there was an article about the airport, Dublin Airport. Now, at any one time, there's 1,500 cars walk the airport and they all go into the cache, the holding area.
Yes.
And then you're called up when people arrive. Now, the average wait is about an hour and a half. That's the average, about an hour and 45 minutes. There's 30 cars walking the airport at the moment and they're waiting 5 hours for one fare.
Yeah, that'll tell you how quiet the airport is.
And now they all want us to go back to work at the end of the month. Now, can you imagine 1,500 drivers up in Dublin Airport?
Sitting there for the whole day.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, another thing. If four people come to my car, do I refuse one person? Because obviously the four person will have to sit beside me in the car.
I get how it's very difficult. Do me a favour, Billy, stay on the line there for one second because I want to continue the conversation with you after the break. And Teresa and Jason, I'll take your calls after the break as well. Don't go away.
98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
And good morning from Adrian Kennedy. We are here until midday today. So you've heard from one bus driver who says on his bus today, 70% of people were wearing face masks, face coverings, whatever you like to call them. But as a bus driver, he is not going to stop people. He's not going to correct people. He is not going to tell them they can't get on his bus. And who could blame him? So how is this going to work? How is this going to be enforced? And should taxis be included? And let me go back to Billy for a second. Billy, you were talking about how passengers, will you take four passengers? Will you refuse one? You've gotten no guidance on that either.
Well, that's the problem, Adrian. We don't get any guidance from the NTA. And it sounds as if I'm moaning about the NTA, but the NTA, they give taxi drivers a hard deal. I know that people saying taxi drivers are always moaning, but we don't get any directive from the NTA. All they bloody well want is money from us.
So in terms of face masks, you want to see taxis specifically included, and you being in a position to refuse a job if they don't have a face mask on?
Absolutely, yeah. And whether they do it to me or not, I will refuse people for my own health sake, I will.
In terms of going back to work, you're obviously nervous about going back to work, are you?
I'm very nervous. Obviously, you'll have to get a screen in. Now, I read something over the weekend that, I don't know how true it is, if you can get somebody from the unions on or something, that if you get a screen into your car and you go for your NCT and then your suitability test, that you're going to be failed automatically because you've altered the state of your car. Did you ever hear such nonsense?
No. It's a simple answer to that. No, I've never heard such nonsense. If you're doing it
for your safety.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Isn't it just?
Yep. All right, Billy, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Teresa, you got the 13 bus today.
No, not today.
Oh, not today.
Adrian.
No. When?
Early last week.
Right.
My daughter lives in City West and it's handy for her. She dropped me over to Grange Castle, which is the terminus.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mask, got on the bus, and the driver had the mask on. So on I got. And it was only passengers with masks that got on. And I mean, I was the first passenger on it. But he stopped at the stop. But if you aren't wearing face covering, he wouldn't accept. He wouldn't let you on board.
Oh, he was actually taking it upon himself to say, you're not getting on.
Yes.
Okay, so it seems to be, it depends on the driver, because you heard that driver a couple of minutes ago saying, no, he's not going to enforce this. He's not going to stop people getting on. Can you understand why some drivers won't do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it should be mandatory. It is mandatory, but people don't realise. You know, they're putting other people in danger as well. But certainly this driver now, and this is before...
Before the actual law came into place today,
he was
still stopping people getting on.
Yes, and there could have been, you know, insults and whatever at the bus. But people generally just were taken aback, and just the people with the masks got on. And he would not take anyone without a mask covered.
Right, he's a brave man. Because, as you heard from that driver a minute ago, he's not going to enforce it because he doesn't want to come into conflict with anybody, and he just wants to get about doing his job.
Well, in fairness, I think maybe some of the public were stunned that he only took people. You know, I don't know, but there was no scuffles. But there again, I mean, different drivers, they're not allowed. You know, why should they have to police the...
Yeah, they shouldn't have to. That's the bottom line. Where am I going now? Kira, sorry, we were talking about, and in fact I played your WhatsApp voice note a couple of minutes ago, about whether or not the wearing of face masks should become compulsory in shops. And your message, you clearly want that to happen. Why?
Just makes sense. Like, why not? I just don't understand why people are not wearing them. Now, I was talking to you maybe, say, a month ago, and I was walking down a very local town street with shops, and about maybe 3% of people were wearing masks. Mm. Now, I was in a...
Sorry, I'm losing you there, Kira. Say that again, sorry.
All right. Sorry. I said that about maybe 3% of people were wearing face masks. Now, I was out again in a bigger shopping centre near me recently in the past few days, and I'd say maybe 20 or 30% of people were wearing them, so there is a few more people wearing them.
But it's still a fair bit off 100%.
Yeah. And another thing could I put to you, if you don't mind, you know, I'm hearing all the time and from you that kids under the age of 13 don't have to wear them.
That's right.
Yeah. I went into a local pharmacy of mine. Now, it's a big, well-known pharmacy. And they've been selling the face masks. And they had a box with adult face masks and a box with kids ones. I saw it a couple of times, but when I was in just a couple of days ago, and I said, why are you selling the kids ones? I thought under 13s were not supposed to wear them. And she's like, oh, no, it said now that it's over 3s have to wear them.
No, well, certainly on our legislation, it's over 13s. I think it's over 3s on aeroplanes. Not on buses. I think on aeroplanes it's over 3s. Jason, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Jason?
I'm good, Adrian. Good morning.
Also a taxi driver, Jason.
I am indeed, 21 years.
All right. 21 years minus the last couple of months.
Minus since March 14th, yes.
Right. And you're basically saying that you're not going to go back to work until legislation comes in to protect taxi drivers.
Yes, of course. I'm not going back until such legislation passes. Again, the NTA have kind of forgotten about us. As Billy was saying earlier on, we're the only kind of one entity that actually pays into the NTA every year.
Mm-hmm.
For licensing and stuff like that, and they just seem to, you know, kind of overlook us every time. I mean, we have the TFI signs on the side of our cars.
Oh, we lost you. We'll try and get Dermot back there if you can. That call on line one, Katie, please. Dermot, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Dermot?
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
I just wanted to say, being an advocate for masks from the very, very start, I don't see what the problem is here. It's like, if we was expected to wear this thing for 9 hours or 12 hours a day, the full shift in an ICU unit in the hospital, I could understand people's reluctance to wear it, but you're not. Which, how long are you going to spend on a bus, or how long are you going to spend in the shopping centre? You know, it makes no sense to me at all why people are objecting to it. Like, we're going worse than the Americans here. Is there a constitutional right that we don't have to?
It's only a percentage of people that are objecting to it. The majority of people are now playing ball. Well, 70% is the majority.
Well, for the minority that are not playing ball, right? You hear this on the advertisements all the time now in relation to COVID, right? And group settings and stuff like that, if there's a crowd gathered or what have you. If it doesn't feel safe for you, it's not safe for you, right? So the same goes for taxi drivers and bus drivers. If they don't want to let people on, don't let them on. You know, you have a responsibility. You go to work in the morning, we have a responsibility for my own safety, first and foremost. So have they. If they're not happy, don't let somebody on. If you don't want to go on the bus, fine. Don't wear the mask. And that's just the way it should be.
Dermot, this is the problem here. That is the way it is. That is now the law. You can now be fined up to $2,500 if you don't wear a face covering on public transport. But nobody is prepared to enforce this. The bus drivers aren't.
All a bus driver has to do is just pull in at a stop. If he gets any aggravation, he's behind the screen, fair enough, right? Nobody wants to see anybody assaulted for doing their job. But if he's not happy enough, don't move the bus. And let everyone else on the bus that's wearing a mask get up and deal with the situation. But it's about time we start standing up here. Like, the COVID virus is not going anywhere. It's going nowhere, and it's still killing people. You know, and if, okay, people would say, oh, well, it doesn't stop the spread of the virus and stuff like that. If it, even for 1% of the population that it does, why not try and reduce the risk?
As regards to face coverings, I've always been of the belief that it can't do any harm. It's not going to, maybe it won't be a brilliant stopper of this virus, but it can't do any harm.
It's not going to do you any harm. And for people who are saying, Malloy suffer with chronic asthma and all of this stuff from the other, right? I've seen a nurse on a video, and I've seen a person who is a chronic asthma sufferer on a video. Put three surgical masks and a pulse ox on their meter on their fingers.
Mm.
And the pulse ox is 98 to 99% with three masks on them. So it doesn't interfere with your breathing. You're not re-breathing carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide that you breathe out.
That's a matter of interest, Dermot.
Anxiety should stuff as muck as well.
Okay, as regards wearing masks, are you wearing one yourself when you're out?
All the time when I'm out. And the reason being is because I had bilateral pulmonary embolism, which was massive clots in the lungs there a few years back.
Right.
So it left me with honeycomb and scared and on the lungs. So I am, and I'm in that age group, that risk group. So, you know what I mean? And it doesn't bother me. You know, and if it makes an elderly person feel more secure, if I'm wearing it, they see me wearing it, why wouldn't they do it?
I've mixed opinions on the wearing them in shops. I haven't been. I have tried it, but I haven't been wearing face covering in shops. I also haven't been on a bus yet, but obviously I would wear one if I were on a bus. Do you think it should be compulsory in shops?
100%. And I'll tell you this, Adrian, as well. People are going on about social distancing now with the country opening up and stuff like that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to say to somebody, okay, you have to spend 3 hours queuing outside Pennies or wherever to get in, right? But if everybody wears a face mask, we can reduce that distance, we can reduce the queues, and life can go back to more or less a normal pace, the way we used it, for the sake of wearing a mask. Do you think people would do it then?
Maybe.
Yeah, 100% he would.
Well, especially as we come into the winter months. I mean, it's grand queuing outside a supermarket when the weather's nice. It wouldn't
Forget about doing it for everyone else. People should actually start being selfish. Irish are great. We're a great nation of begrudges and what have you. You know, it's all about me. Well, start wearing the face mask for you and fuck everybody else if that's the attitude you want to take. Do it for you. Do it for you because you don't want to queue or you don't want to have to sit three people apart. You know, you want to just sort of get back to some sort of normal. Wear it because you're being greedy, because you're being selfish.
Mm. Yep, all right, very good. Thanks, Dermot. We'll squeeze in another couple on this. We're talking about the fact that face masks are, well, they were mandatory from 2 weeks ago, but in true Irish fashion, the law wasn't brought in until Friday, and it's mandatory from today with a potential fine of up to $2,500. if you don't do it, if you don't wear it. But who's policing this? Who's enforcing this? It's not the bus drivers. The odd one might. But in fact, Rebecca, your dad is a bus driver and he has said he is not going to be enforcing this.
Yeah, that's right.
And so if somebody if he arrives at a bus stop and there's somebody getting on, he will let them on if they don't have a face mask on. He's not going to say a word.
Yeah, exactly. He heard about that. Where was it that happened where somebody was killed?
In France, yeah. Bus driver in France.
Yeah, he's just, I think, too nervous about that sort of stuff. And he's just saying, if someone hasn't got a mask on, he's just not going to say anything. He's just going to let them on.
Okay, so, and it is unfair for anybody to think that bus drivers are the ones that should enforce this. It's
exactly, and now he is the type of person that won't wear a mask when he's in the shops as well. My mum will wear one, but he won't, so I don't know.
And what about you? Do you wear them?
Oh, I do, yeah.
In shops?
Yeah, I have a 3-month-old at home, so I don't want to risk, you know, getting sick myself or bringing it in home to him.
And do you think it should be mandatory in shops as well?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed, Rebecca. And let's just squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Yvonne.
It shouldn't be left to the driver to police this. As he said, like, you know, he could be in danger if someone attacks him. Surely the inspectors should be dealing with it. They should be on the routes more regular, checking to make sure people are wearing masks. Maybe they need to hire more inspectors.
All right, Yvonne, thanks very much indeed, and thank you very much indeed, all of you, for your comments. You're listening to 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.